are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Miranda. And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Well, do you guys have pets? Do you have cats or dogs or chickens or horses or turtles? Yep, Abby must have a turtle. What kind of pets do you all have? Sam, what do you have?
We have fish.
Fish,
I have a dog named Sekka.
We're taking care of a cat named Callie.
Oh, great.
I have a cat named Baby.
A cat named Baby?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Abby?
I used to have a pet turtle for like 3 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a cat named Cassie.
Aren't pets the greatest? Aren't they great friends?
Yes.
Yeah. And here's one of our songs about
pets.
Pets, don't you just love them? They keep us company. Pets, don't you just love them? They're friends for you and me. For a lot, a little food and water, and all the love you've got. Let's sing about our furry friends, puppy dogs and kitty cats, bunnies, mice, and guinea pigs. Be soft and cuddly and sing about the pets that get wet, ducks and turtles paddling, a big tank filled with fancy fish, or tadpoles in a jar. Don't you just love them to keep us company? Pets, don't you just love them? They're friends for you and me. Pets, don't you just love them? They don't ask for a lot, a little food and water, and all the love you've got. Let's sing about the scary pets with beady eyes and big long tongues, the squirmy ones, lizards and iguanas, frogs, toads, and snakes, and sing about our feathered friends, parakeets and cockatiels, chirping, peeping, tweet, tweet, tweeting. What a pretty song they sing.
You all have met my dog, Tilly, who's just about 2 years old, and recently we got a new puppy named Baxter. Yeah, he's cute and soft and furry. I wanted to bring him into the studio to help us with this lesson today. So I'm going to put Baxter down on the floor, and he may be running around kind of tickling you or kissing you. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call Baxter. Hey, Baxter! Hey, Baxter, come here! Baxter! What's going on here, guys?
He's disobeying you?
He's not listening to me. Okay, Baxter, speak. Speak. He's licking Miranda. Okay, Baxter, roll over. Uh-oh, he just jumped up. Baxter, come. Why won't Baxter listen to me, you think? Sam?
He's not trained.
He is not trained, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Training, how we all need training. Now, I'm not going to talk about how your parents teach you to sit and speak and do tricks, right? Because you don't need that kind of training, do you? That would be kind of silly, wouldn't it? But we are going to talk about how important it is to learn the right way to behave and the right manners and the right way to live. And we can learn from a very wise king, King Solomon. Let's read his words of wisdom.
Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance.
The Apostle Paul gave instructions in some of his letters. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Colossians 3:20, Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Your parents are teaching you, and the Bible says it is right for you to obey them. It pleases the Lord when you obey them. And when you grow up, you'll have a foundation to live your life on in a way that pleases God our Father and brings Him glory. Now, who is the cornerstone if we're building our foundation? Who is the cornerstone of our faith and our lives?
Jesus! Jesus is the rock!
Jesus is the rock!
Now, we talked about Baxter, how my little puppy would not do very well if he went out into the world on his own. How about if kids were to just go out and do whatever they wanted to do and not have any rules, and they could eat whatever they wanted and go to bed whenever they wanted, and they could just do whatever they wanted? What would happen to these kids, do you think? Aaron.
They would get in trouble.
And they could get hurt too, couldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. How about some examples of the way your parents are training you? Now, they're not teaching you to sit and beg and do all those kinds of things, but they are teaching you some very important things that will help you all through the years. And when you get older and you have children, you'll probably teach your children the same things, won't you?
Yeah.
Abby, you have one?
We have to turn off the lights in our room or anywhere because we waste electricity.
Mm-hmm. Miranda.
To put a napkin in your lap.
How about elbows on the table? Are you all allowed to put your elbows on the table?
No.
Well, you know, we're talking about manners and about saving electricity, and those things are important. But how about the way you treat people and the way you obey God's laws?
When you're angry, to try to keep your temper under control and then tell a grown-up.
Okay, that's a very important thing. Mm-hmm.
Be nice to others.
Being nice to people. Mm-hmm. Luke?
Sharing with people.
Mm-hmm. Aaron?
Helping people.
Mm-hmm. Well, every day you live, you're probably learning something new and watching people and the way they behave, and you're growing up. God is our Father too, right? We're children of God, and He is training us just as He trained generations and generations and generations of people. He's trained them and guided them and listened to their prayers, and now He's there for us.
As we read His holy word, God will teach us His ways.
Moses declared the Ten Commandments as God had given to him on the mountain, and he spoke to his people.
The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God.
God our Father gave us Jesus to show us the way.
He told us to love others and to love the Lord with all our hearts, souls, and minds.
We want to obey and follow Jesus and learn to live the way He lived.
learn to love the way he loved.
Learn to forgive like he forgives.
We want to be like him.
I am forgiven.
Forgive. You are forgiven.
He washes away your sin.
Help me, Lord, I pray.
Teach me to forgive.
Guide me every day. 'Cause I wanna be like, I wanna be like you.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us all. If you, O Lord, had kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you.
'Cause I want to be like, I want to be like you.
I am forgiven.
Washes away my sin.
You are forgiven.
Jesus forgives.
You are forgiven.
He washes away your sin.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father God, thank you for this lesson. Help us to do what's right. We know you want us to. It pleases you when we obey our parents and follow your ways. Keep us grounded in your word to build our lives on your Son, Jesus, our Savior, our friend, and our teacher. All through our lives, year after year, he will show us the way. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like more information about our music and ministry, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Send us an email at Karen@KarenAndKids.com.
The Bible says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. So remember,
obey your parents
and do what is right.
It pleases God. See you next time.
Pray.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.